This is Harry Reeder, and this is Wednesday's Slice of Fresh Bread. Glad to be with you in God's Word, and as many of you know, we're in 1 Timothy, and for the last 2 days, we've been in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. And then now we're about to get to chapter 1, beginning in verse 3, and we're going to read down to verse 5. Now, before I read these verses, let me remind you that the Apostle Paul ministered at Ephesus, which is where Timothy is being sent with this letter to guide him on how to lead that church back to health and vitality because it needs revitalization. The fact that it needs revitalization should be no surprise because the Apostle Paul had warned them after his 3-year ministry. He was there longer than any other church. The only one we know that was close was a year and a half at Corinth. But here he was there for 3 years, and now the Apostle Paul sends Timothy back on this ministry of church revitalization, and it should be remembered that he warned them that upon his departure from them, Satan would come in, and he would produce false teachers and false leaders among themselves, that is, among the elders of the church, false leaders and false teachers who would teach false doctrines and would lead the disciples away after themselves. Well, clearly, that's exactly what happened, because in the opening chapter, the Apostle Paul begins to correct the problems of teaching, leadership, and prayer in the early church here at Ephesus. Here's what he says. As I urged you when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus, so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine, nor to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies, which promote speculations rather than the stewardship from God that is by faith. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Certain persons, by swerving from these, have wandered away into vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions. So what you have is some self-appointed teachers. They're identifiable. Notice twice the word certain. They are certain teachers that are teaching false doctrine, and the evidence is the fruit. There's meaningless discussion. They have left the word of God, even though they claim to be teaching the law of God, and they've got these vain discussions about genealogies, vain discussions about myths and speculations and the philosophies of men, all of these things that are leading to destruction. And then the Apostle Paul says, Timothy, here's a true teacher. These are false teachers, and you know they're false teachers because they use the word of God to lead people away from the word of God into vanity of discussions and fruitlessness of life and ministry. But Timothy, here is the true teaching ministry. When people are gifted by the Lord, called of the Lord, love the Lord, and love the Lord's people by ministering faithfully the word of God. Here's what it is. The aim of our charge, that is, what is the charge upon true teachers? The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. In other words, true teaching is seen because it produces people who love the Lord, who love the word. It is a charge that shows itself in love. They love the Lord. They love the word. They love the lost. They love one another. That's how you know when you got true teachers. People begin to biblically love that which Jesus loves. God sent his son because he loved us, and his son loved us, and he teaches us who love him how to love what he loves. And that true charge is seen from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. One final thought. If true spirit-filled teaching teaches you to love with a good conscience, a sincere heart, and a pure faith, why do we not readily see that matches up with the work of the Spirit? You can't profit from the Word without the Spirit, and you can't profit from the Spirit without the Word. And when you profit from the Word, you're led to love from a good conscience, a sincere faith, and a good heart. Well, guess what the work of the Spirit does with the Word? Love. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There are the marks of God's people. Love, truth, and the power of the Spirit. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.